This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
Here we go. It's our number one of the G-Bag Nation on a game day Thursday, a Cowboys Thursday, if you will, with the pregame coming up in 2 hours. General at your service. Salute to you. There's Broadus. He's kicking off 11 hours of broadcast day with you right now.
That's me.
Pre- and post-game show duties. Halftime in there as well. Now, of course, you have Lucius Alexander in the Pimp Cup of Master Control. Eric Chiafalo is here. Wolchuk sitting out the 2 hours of G-Bag because he's playing sick. And he's gonna join for the probably the game and the post-game here tonight. And when that goes final, about 10 o'clock or so, you'll have Wolchuk and Broadus and your phone calls taking you into the evening. Hopefully we're talking about a Cowboys victory. What do you think at 877-881-1053? Okay, leave your name and city you're texting from. We will make you famous in the nation. Flagtober starts. It'll be going on in 48 hours, Saturday morning into the evening. We start in Garland, make a big loop around DFW, handing out G-Bag Nation flags at the Whataburger stop nearest you. Go to 105thefan.com/events for details and the closest participating Whataburger. But, yeah, we do it every year, called the Tour Day DFW. Pack up the vehicle full of flags, and we come hand them out to everybody. Okay, you know, this is one of the hardest games I think we've had to predict in a while. In the end, I'm going with the familiarity of beating the Giants and the fact that, as far as I know, the Giants don't have a great offensive line or the kind of scheme that should give the Cowboys trouble, right? Like, this isn't Shanahan offense. This isn't one of the best offensive line that's going to knock your dudes in the dirt all day long. So I think the Cowboys figure out a way to beat the Giants because that's what they do. And I think we're probably due for a Trayvon Diggs pick six, to be honest with you, Chief. I'm going 23-20.
Ooh, that would be nice. That would be something, because I'm going to be all over that matchup between Neighbors and Diggs. That's going to be super, super fascinating there. Can't wait to see what their plan is to take him out of the game, or at least attempt to. But yeah, I'm going with the Cowboys tonight as well, just because I don't have much respect for the Giants at the end of the day. I am a little bit nervous just because I've now seen what the Cowboys are capable of, and it's capable of this team looking like the worst team in football. So, but I'm also now, I'm going to buy into the fact that the Cowboys offensively are going to understand what they had that started to work at the end of that Baltimore game, getting their receivers on the move a little bit more. And you know, involving Lipke would help, but I think the overall aggression they're gonna be realizing now, hey, our defense is not winning us anything. We need to go and really establish something big time. So I think the mindset of aggression will be different tonight, and I'm expecting CeeDee Lamb to have a monster game based on the secondary issues that the Giants have.
It's been well established this week, Brian. You like what you see from the Giants?
Yeah, I do. And I think there's a bigger question you're going to ask yourself is who's going to play opposite Diggs tonight, because you're probably not going to have Kalen Carson play. So that means, you know, whoever is opposite him. Now, they might put Jordan Lewis on the outside, and then what will happen then is if they go to nickel packages, then Andrew Booth or Israel Mukwamu would come onto the field, and then Lewis would go inside. So if they could find a way, the Giants could find a way to match up your backup corner to the backup corner, you know, on Neighbors, that could be a problem for you right there. They got Robinson, who's a good player as well as a receiver. I think the thing that bothers me too about this Giants offense, though, is they have a, you know, they've played with Saquon Barkley before, but he's always kind of been injured and banged up. You know, this Singletary, he might not be the level of Saquon Barkley, but the way he runs the football, his running style, the way he finishes, you know, they got some pin and pull scheme to their offense. You know, I kind of feel like that they're going to do everything in their power to protect their quarterback from having to throw the ball. And if Dallas doesn't play well in the run defense today, the Giants will just keep running the ball. And they know that they can't get into a game where all of a sudden they're, you know, having to protect all day because of what Micah Parsons and those guys can do. So I think the Giants, and on the flip side of this, Giants were the top teams in the league in sacks. And you've got a rookie.
Their pass rush.
Yeah. You've got a rookie left tackle. You got a rookie center. And you've got a right tackle that at times is giving up a sack a game. You know, and is that the situation that you really want to be into? You know, is, you know, Steele is at times has played very well, but you don't know when that sack's going to come. Is that going to be the one that you know, gives up the, you know, the ball right there? Does Dak get hit? Is a fumble in the pocket? But yeah, they've got two legitimate pass rushers, and they've got a defensive tackle that, or a nose tackle that has three sacks himself.
The 817 says all the Giants have to do is run Wildcat, and we probably lose. Richard in Fort Worth says, Cowboys haven't played on a Thursday non-Thanksgiving opening night or a week after Thanksgiving game in years. Yeah, I don't know how much of a factor that is. I do believe being the road team on Thursdays just in general isn't helpful for winning.
Did they've played some road Thursday games.
Yeah, just never on a short week.
Not on a short week, yeah. Yeah. The whole thing with the go. I remember they went to Minnesota, I think, one year.
8-6-0. This will be the game the Cowboys win by a lot. And everyone gets delusional again.
Hope you're right.
Yeah, I hope so too, man.
Yeah, I mean, yep. I just the thing Dallas has got to prove to me though that you know that they can stop the run and they can tackle. Now, that's been, you know, we put so much faith in this linebacking core, and when they're, you know, when they miss tackles, I mean they're one of the top teams in the league when it comes to missing tackles.
214 is Frankie Funbags in Lancaster. He says Giants 28, Cowboys 23.
Frankie's a legend.
He is, dude. Okay, so keep those text messages coming in at 877-881-1053. It is a Cowboys game day here with you with the pregame coming up at 4 o'clock. Where do you come out on the must-win portion of the conversation? That's a no doubt about it, right?
Yeah, I think that you know, you don't want to go down that road if you find a way to lose this game. You really don't. I mean, now you talk about the questions and the, you know, I mean, last week we had CeeDee Lamb that didn't talk. I'd be real interested to see how many guys in the locker room don't talk after this one if you don't win.
Yeah, you know, I think if you don't win this, it's just confirmation. There's no saving it. Like your problems of the roster or whatever are fatal. Troy Aikman today said on his weekly radio show, the Cowboys need to change their bad culture. And I love that, you know, line of talking. But he, you know, what he was pointing at is his evidence. If players aren't doing their jobs, if they're not being professional, then, you know, that means that your coaches aren't doing a good enough job teaching them, or the players don't think it's that important to learn it. You have a, you know, an unfocused locker room full of dudes that are too busy doing other stuff to focus on the game. And, you know, ultimately, Troy does point at the coaches, even though he also said maybe the players could help out here in being leaders internally. But this is what the coaches get paid to do, is get people on the same page and make sure they have a sense of urgency about it.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, just the accountability factor. And we've talked about it for a while, but I do think it starts at the top. And this is kind of Jerry in the front office reaping what they sow in terms of what they prioritize, which is flash and dollars and headlines, but it's not usually substantial playoff winning.
Yeah.
And really efforting to do that.
Yeah, and you know, I think they've had good culture in spite of that, you know. So, but I would say they haven't had the championship culture.
Sure. Like, they've had good enough culture because of they have good enough talent at times, and so their culture is as good as their talent, because when things are good, okay, it's easy. But once there's any sign of adversity, for the most part, within a game, within a season, you don't really have the confidence that they're going to be bouncing back.
Yeah. Orlovsky stirred it up this morning, saying he doesn't think anybody sets their quarterback up for failure more than the Cowboys do with Dak. I don't really trust, you know, Orlovsky's analysis or his ability to, like, look in the film and, like, genuinely, objectively break that down with due diligence. But, you know, it's definitely looking like that right now. The league trends in a way giving, you know, quarterbacks an advantage. They're still, like, kind of a man-beat-man scheme.
Well, you saw how much better the offense functions if you take Ezekiel Elliott off the field in the fourth quarter of that game the other day. Mm-hmm. You know, if you find ways to the combination routes and, you know, the playing with some pace, you know, maybe that's something that Dak needs to think about doing, or they need to think about it for Dak. You know, go ahead and kind of, if in those situations, if he's the one calling the offense, yeah, let him go. You know, if you're gonna be better, if you're gonna move the ball. Because the third and fourth quarter the other day, they moved the ball pretty well, and it showed me some promise. But, you know, they've got to do that. They got to start games like that, and I don't know if
that's interesting. That might be a key, though. That you mentioned, yeah, taking Zeke off the field, open things up.
I think taking Zeke off the field and putting Hunter Lipke and Rico Dowdle on the field was a good thing for you in that game the other day. Mm. It gave you the little bit of the, you know, it gave you some blitz pickup. It gave you a screen package if you wanted to go there. You could run a handoff out of that, you know, and then you take with, you know, with Deuce Vaughn, you could run those little inside routes, the Texas routes, throw him a screen. You know, you have a little bit of an explosive player if you want to kind of mix things up. But Ezekiel Elliott's a liability in the game. He's not a plus player on the field for you.
Yeah, and if I'm the front office, maybe I'm loyal to Zeke as well, but I feel like the narrative is established and it's building that if they fail, it's going to go on the coach's shoulders. Like that.
Oh, yeah. That's how it's all been set up. I mean, quarterback's locked up. Quarterback and coach are usually the ones, and your coach is now the one that has not gotten the vote of confidence from a contract standpoint. So Dak, secure, everything's good, and Mike's the one that's going to be falling on the sword here.
Yeah.
And that's fair. It's totally fair. It's his offense that Dan Orlovsky is describing to you right now, and I don't know if there's any other quarterbacks that are being helped less than Dak, like Dan is alleging, but it's very obvious that Dak is not being helped as it pertains to the offense that he's in, the system, the concepts, the design, all of it. It is not one that helps its quarterback.
No.
It's crazy.
Not compared to other teams you watch.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you don't have to be a former scout or anything. You can watch games and see who finds ways to get their players open, you know, who finds ways to run the football, who attacks defenses. Dallas, every time I watch Dallas play, I feel like it's just a fight to even get a first down.
Oh, yeah.
I just feel like it's just a fight. There's no, but I mentioned the fourth quarter of that game the other day. You can win with that offense that played the other day. You absolutely can, with the way they were opening things up and the guys that were making plays. And your best player, CeeDee Lamb, had one catch for 9 yards. And you rallied back in that game with all your backup dudes.
I mean, this might seem laughable right now, but they did make some adjustments last year. I think it's crazy that you would go away from those adjustments that worked. But, you know, maybe Mike McCarthy has something for us here in the next couple, 2-3 weeks or at the bye. You know, if they can win this game and the Steelers game without many adjustments to the offense, maybe the bye week, you know, can have some answers for them. That might be, you know, just hopeful at this point.
I mean, I would just love to know why you're going back and forth with things. Why does your offense look one way to start the season last year, then you fix it and it gets a lot better, and then it fizzles out, and then we start this season and it's right back to where you were square one at the start of last year, which is an offense that had to be fixed, and you're getting embarrassed in San Francisco on national television, and CD's throwing fits once again because he's not getting the ball, and now you have to revamp everything. Why is that? Why can't we just continue to add to what is working and not go right back to inches at a time in the passing game and no rushing attack to speak of?
I'd be a little worried right now, too, if they go another week without playing Dalvin Cook. You know, that all of a sudden if someone comes along and says, you know, we need a running back, and they poach him off your practice squad, I don't think Dalvin Cook, is going to be real interested in staying around. They need to figure that out. There's starting to be some whispers about that.
Yeah, I wouldn't blame Dalvin Cook if he's disappointed after watching this run game. They won't bring me up. If you're not going to bring me up now, what are we waiting for? Just for a guy to get hurt?
Exactly.
Okay. The Cowboys are elevating Carl Lawson and the cornerback Amani Oruwariye.
Say it however you're going to say it.
Yeah. I think I'm going with Oruwariye for tonight's game versus the Giants. With injuries to Kalen Carson and Marquise Bell, Cowboys need some defensive back help. So, your guy over there, Amani, gets the call. So, best of luck to those guys. Tough news without Kalen Carson. Is their cornerback, is that a big drop-off from Kalen Carson to the depth?
Oh, yeah. I mean, because all of a sudden, the one thing that if they go the route where they play Jordan Lewis on the outside, I mean, he's your inside player. So now he's gonna have to be the starter, and he plays a ton of snaps because he's your nickel player. But him on the outside is not his cup of tea. Hmm. You know, that's where I feel like, though, that whoever has to man that spot, if it's Israel Mukwamu or Booth, you know. And by the way, they're going to take a shot on you with Jalen Hyatt in this game. You know, after what the Saints, they have had some trouble connecting on a couple of those, but they've thrown them in games. And if they feel like they can get over the top of your safeties, what the Saints did with speed, absolutely you're going to see one of those.
Okay, it is actually a double game day Thursday. You know, Cowboys pregame's coming up at 4 o'clock. Rangers baseball pregame is on now over on KRLD-AM. That's 1080 AM with your guy Jared Sandler. Rocker's final start of his season, the last game ever at the Oakland Coliseum. It's historic. Eric Nadell tweeting earlier this afternoon, "I'm sad and angry and disappointed." And at first I thought he meant that because they're on KRLD and not the Fan. I did for about 2 seconds, then I realized how passionate he is about baseball history and all of his memories in Oakland and stuff. So tune in. If you're looking for the Rangers, that's where you're going to want to be. Hopefully Kamar Rocker, throws like 6 innings and strikes out 18 dudes. That would be fantastic. We're back, Chief, with some college football. What do you say?
Yeah, let's do this thing. We have to question some Texas parenting, and we have a new transfer king in town next.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Best in the nation.
Welcome back, G-Bag Nation. G-Bag of the Day is coming up in 8 minutes. It's time to talk some college football here with the Chief. Segments brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. Franklin Frankel, the go-to attorneys for car and truck wrecks in DFW. If you or a loved one's been in an accident, contact the Frankels for a free consultation. 214 or 817-333-3333. Go online to frankelfirm.com. What do you got, Chief?
We got your college football Thursday Darty. That's what we got for you here in the G-Bag Nation, which is today's Cowboys tailgate show presented by the Low T Center, reinventing men's health. Now, we have a couple of college football items to get to here. The first of which, did you guys see, we don't have Carter with us here today, so he can't throw it up on the cam, but did you guys see the video of the young, like probably 5-year-old looking Texas fan little girl that was drinking a beer?
Yes.
During the game on Saturday? Did you see that, Broadus?
No, I missed that one.
Missed that one? Yeah, this is there was
if you said the LSU fan, I would have understood.
Yeah, well, that happens all the time. We're so numb to it now with the young child of LSU that do plenty of beer drinking, but wasn't used to seeing this. Apparently, the beer that was there was Michelob Ultra.
Ah,
You hating on it a little bit?
I'm just saying.
It's a little bit like water.
It's almost beer. She's all right.
If that's the beer that 5 year olds...
Baby, you can have one.
Just one if it's a Michelob.
It's a Michelob. You'd be okay, baby girl.
Yeah, it was surprising to see. That's for sure. And I think what happened was the kid just took it like the mom didn't realize her beer was being taken by the young girl because the mom's a football lady. She's locked in on the game. It's Arch Manning's first start. All she's got is just she's laser focused on a game day.
Baby girl downed it too. So she always had a taste for beer. The first time you have beer, you're like, oh my God, this is disgusting.
Yeah, the clip's like 20 seconds, and she goes into it like three or four
times.
She's
down it, bro. she's got a taste.
She acquired that taste real, real quick. So so a couple of fans in the row or two behind catch this, and then of course the video goes viral. And it looks so natural for this little girl that it feels like this is something that is very regular. She's just sipping on her beer, watching some ball. Now, I don't know that I'm fully buying into that, but the parenting is certainly in question here in a big-time way. You got to be careful. That's the hazards of bringing your kids to a big-time game like that.
Yeah, you got to keep your head on a swivel. You never know what they're going to get into when they're sitting right next to you.
What's the appropriate age? Because, Eric, you and I, we do the pregame show out in the concourse out there.
Oh, yeah, the
Miller Lite Plaza. Plaza area. I see a lot of what's the age that you bring a child to a game?
An NFL game?
Yeah.
15.
Where are you, Chief?
Yeah, I was going to say at least 10. I'm thinking at least double digits, you know. It's not even consideration for me now with a 4.5-year-old.
Yeah, I was probably like maybe 8 years old when I went to my first Cowboy game.
Yeah, I was probably about the same, anywhere from 8 to 10.
I keep seeing like parents bringing like small children, like 1-2 years old.
That's hazardous.
Is it a whole family?
It's
that'll stress me out as a
mom,
pops.
Me
it's
too.
Mom, dad carrying baby into stadium with them. I mean, I don't know, man, like 1 or 2 years old, is that
that's too much responsibility. Enjoy
the
game.
Can you enjoy
the
game? Yeah. But there were several times I meant to say something. I wasn't trying to be, I guess I was. I was watchdogging parents.
Yeah.
But I was thinking, like, as they're going through the gate, I'm like, that kid's too young to be at this ballpark.
I know some parents really love doing things as a family, right?
Yeah.
So if you're the dad and you're like, hey, we're going to the game. Mom's like, I'm coming too. We're bringing the kids. This is a family outing.
Yeah.
Crap.
You know, and as the dad.
Never mind then. Yeah. Let's just forget it. I'll sell them.
Watch it on TV.
I just can't. I mean, like, how do you enjoy the game with a child that small?
You don't.
You got to have the wife with you.
Yeah. You double the baggage.
Sorry, I laughed too hard at that one. No. Yeah, but I think that's, you know, that's the only way that I know that that's possible, Brian.
That's why you have to make it a big deal on the nights where you are away from the kids with white, wherever you are. You know, I recently went to a concert with my wife, and I was like, I was constantly reminding her because she was saying, like, man, I wish we had the kids, like, on the way there. And then while we were there and on the way home, I was like, now you understand why, right? Like,
yeah.
Now that you've experienced it, no, having the kids would have been a disaster. You have to reinforce that after every good outing without the kids, just as that friendly reminder to Mama Bear.
There you go.
Because they have that attachment, you know?
Yeah, they do.
Okay, you know who doesn't have attachment to any program is USC's, formerly now USC's, Bear Alexander, this defensive lineman. And Jared was just texting me so much last night. He's a huge USC fan. He was freaking out. He's losing one of these guys. The portal is after everybody now. And so Bear Alexander is a defensive lineman who has done a ton of transferring in his time. And now I believe we get to call him the transfer king. Because if you go all the way back to high school, this is a Texas kid, Terrell High School in 2018. Then he's at Skyline in 2019. Then he's at Denton High in 2020. So he is just cycling through local DFW programs. Then he goes to the IMG Academy in Florida. Now, Nick Harris points out that actually before he went there to Florida, he had a brief stint at Fort Worth Brewer before the UIL ruled him ineligible. So there's really another one in the mix there before he goes to Florida. Then he signs with Georgia as, you know, out of high school to college. He's there for 2022. Then he's at USC. Now he's three games into his second year at USC, and he's self-redshirting and punting on the season and going back into the portal. So this is just where we are now. Dudes are doing ridiculous things as it pertains to it. But this guy's used to it, man. This guy is sort of just a mercenary player, has been
nomad
since high school.
Yeah.
Now, what do you think about this? Dave Portnoy, I like he's putting his money where his mouth is. He's the president of Barstool Sports.
Yeah.
And he's saying that he's willing to pay up to $3 million a year to NIL to the quarterback if it's an elite quarterback. Each year, he's willing to pay $3 million. He's like, hey, I will pay the salary
he's
for
a
Michigan quarterback.
He's a
Michigan guy.
He's
yes,
a Michigan
thank
guy.
You.
Yeah.
So he wants Michigan to have an elite quarterback every year, and he's willing to put $3 million on it NIL
great
style.
Cash, homie.
I love it.
This is what you need. You need guys to step up like this.
He needed to be a UNLV alum is what he needed to be.
Yeah.
Well, kind of help them out a little bit.
The only thing is if you're going to do the deal with Portnoy, you got to be a little bit careful because he will take to microphones if you're not the elite quarterback he thinks he's supposed to be paying for. You got to be careful. He's the type of guy. He's the booster, okay? And the check's still going to clear.
But he's an outspoken booster.
He's going to be lashing out into microphones that go viral constantly.
Yeah. Is $3 million enough to guarantee you have a top quarterback?
I don't know. Maybe it's enough to just pitch in at least.
Yeah, I was told by my buddy who works for for one of the universities as a general manager. He told me if you had between $18 and $23 million total payroll, you could have a top 10 program.
Oh, that's easy.
Yeah, so we need to between 18. So $3 million would seem pretty much in line, and then you got to kind of figure out everybody else.
Man, colleges got it made, don't they? They're charging like 50 grand a year per student or 20 grand if you're in state. Mm. They get all the TV revenue, and now they have their graduates paying their players for them. They don't even have to pay their own labor. Oh, it's genius. And maybe they keep it up. It's time now for the G-Bag of the Day. Into the Pimp Cup. Here's Lucius.
Here we go!
Yeah, that is wild. I got randos paying the salaries now.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah, sorry, guys. We're broke. Can anybody pay our quarterback for us?
It's crazy.
Well, it just speaks to the rabid nature of college football fandom.
Yes.
Dudes are willing to be like, sure, I'll foot the bill. Give me a good product.
I mean, for years, victims of crimes have refused to press charges because they want the players eligible.
Yeah.
I love those stories. Yeah. Mostly out of the SEC, Brian. You know that.
Oh,
it just means more.
Yeah, it just means more.
Man, people would have lost their minds if that little girl was drinking Steel Reserves.
Yeah.
Or people would have lost their minds. Yeah. Get that child right now in the name of the Father.
Bring child abuse.
Steel Reserve, bro.
That's the one seed, huh?
That's I'm telling you, bro. The little baby was holding the Steel Reserve 40.
Yeah.
Head back.
Yeah.
Wow.
Worse than a buzz ball. What about double fisting buzz balls?
Man, buzz balls, they used to be so amazing to me. That cream one pause.
It looked good.
I'll never
that
forget
pina colada
that
one.
Me.
Oh, yeah. Man. Yeah, they done changed the recipe on it. They done stepped on the recipe. I say that respectfully. All right, our winner right here in G-Back the Day, I think this is day three.
Day three
for Ari Spears, comedian Ari Spears, or AKA the Gooey Raccoon. He was on Sage Steele's show showing off his skills. He was showcasing skills.
What's your best impersonation? Your favorite.
Anything that's new. Feels like a new child. But I love Tony Soprano because, one, it's a white guy, Italian, and nobody expects you to do that. Ask me a question.
Tony, what did you do with the body?
Like, doesn't matter what I did with the body. All the guys are going to bury it. Show pussy Christopher. They know their position. I'm from the King of New Jersey. I run a underbush. Uncle Junior Johnny Shack. Maybe can bury it behind a bottle of beer. It doesn't matter. It goes where the say it goes.
Oh my God! Like I'm watching your mouth when you do it. Yeah. That is that the key?
Like, yeah, like I said, notes. Tony is ish. Talk about my sister Jadish. Uncle Junior Johnny Shack. So then you gotta have that metal at AJ. We go down to Arvio, Asumios, Arty, Bukabukas. He's got the metal guy with the grave.
That's a different language you just spoke.
Yo, bro. Yo. Oh, my God. I had to find a new section if I was sitting next to him and he was doing that in the club. Oh, trying to impress girls. I'm like, yo, I'm sitting somewhere else.
Yeah.
Buka buka bukas, huh?
This dude's going to be bogarting all the women.
Yeah, he's going to be doing too much. Carlos Pena. Mm. He was in the Detroit Tigers broadcast booth calling his shots, picking his spots.
Wouldn't be surprised right here. Rodriguez comes back with the slider. And Torkelson's got a beat on it.
Oh. Yes, he does! Somebody alert NASA!
Oh.
called it.
Called it.
Called it. What else we got for you, boys? Hey, New York, big city of dreams. Everything in New York ain't always what it seems. This video was so disrespectful. West Coast dudes coming over there just knocking down the buildings with their feet in New York, just kicking them down.
I love it.
Them Jerry curls and them pressing perms, just kicking down buildings. So disrespectful.
30 years later, those West Coast guys looking pretty justified in their beef with Puffy, if you ask me. Oh, all making more sense now.
Stop it. Oh my God.
You know, after a while, I was holy cow. No wonder they were so mad at him.
Hey, you know, Puffy comes from, like, gangsterism.
Does he?
His father was a real-life New York City gangster. Got headshotted out there. Damn. Like a real New York City gangster. He's second-generation gangster.
Puffy's gangster with a Y in there.
You need to stop. Hey, speaking of that, they think RJ Choppy said orgy.
Okay.
Let's get you over to Platinum Chrysler Dodge Ram Jeep. It is, of course, a Stephen Gilchrist owned store, Gilchrist Automotive, hooking you up in that brand new Chrysler Dodge Ram or Jeep. PlatinumCDRJTexas.com.
Orgy.
What?
What was the vehicle? That what? Read that again. That line.
Chrysler Dodge Ram or Jeep.
Okay, let's go back. I want to hear it. Could you hear it?
I thought I heard it.
Okay, yeah, I thought I heard it too. Let's see.
Gilchrist owned store, Gilchrist Automotive, hooking you up in that brand new Chrysler Dodge Ram orgy. Platinum CDRJ Texas.
Let's have a Ram orgy.
Oh boy. Oh boy. Speaking of that, yesterday Sean was a church day. Yeah, Sean did heard it.
Sean,
what'd you say? Hold on.
Wait.
Stop everything. What'd you say?
Read the line again.
Read it again.
Stop your life spot right now.
Not right now.
You just don't care. You don't care like I do.
He doesn't focus.
Yeah. Why do you even read the emails, you idiot?
And RJ be like, huh? Huh? The whole time. What do you mean?
What do you mean?
It's amazing. He just rolls off of RJ's back, dog.
Does not care.
What? I don't know. All right, let's go. Look. Yesterday was a church day. I pray you got your blessing out here, y'all. We need it. September is not playing. Mm-mm. September is not playing. We need these blessings. Shout out to my blessing giver, Reverend Dr. Pastor Freddie Haynes. And Reverend Ike. I got the dualities going on right here. One's for my mind, one's for my money. We got an uncle that crashed out at a funeral.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I believe he's laying down his beloved mother. He's tired about all the gossip and everything from the family and friends.
Oh, yeah, it's worse.
So he calls him out.
You know that. Y'all know me. You ain't like you ain't never met me before. You know that. Come you on, know man. I'm mad as hell right now.
Right there. Yeah, right.
All right, so
I'm sorry. Yeah. I hope she don't get me later on for saying that, Lord.
I'm going to get you.
Because I want y'all to know, I'm going to take these glasses off so you can see my eyes. No, I'm not playing.
It's all right, Dad.
I'm not playing now. I talk to my mom daily. And listen to me clear. I heard everything everybody said about me for not rushing down here. Listen to me, man. Right, you got a problem with me? Meet me in the parking lot right now. Yeah, I ain't playing, but listen, I'm not that mad like that. I'm just letting you know you can't see me in the parking lot. All my brothers is here. I got Relly's. I got VJ up there. I got Drake, everybody. I got my boy Crack, Uncle P's here.
Crack.
I tell him to stay in the house. Meet me in the parking lot if you got a problem with me, man. Whoever it is. Hold on, Spoon. I'm not mad like that. I'm just saying. Hold on, Spoon. I've been waiting to say this, man.
Hold on, Spoon. Yeah,
hold on, Spoon.
Let that man cook, bro.
Lifelong friends there.
Yeah. Come on, Spoon.
That was getting real good.
By the way, anybody named Spoon got that pistol on them.
Okay.
Yeah. They got a little pearl handle somewhere, something like that. Spoon got a pistol.
All right.
Crack might, too. Crack my tube and charge nobody up at the funeral. All right, man, that's it, Dawson.
There he goes, Lucius, with your
G-bag. Hey, do you guys have any idea where I should watch the Cowboys game? It is getting difficult to watch a Cowboys game, especially on a Thursday when it's on Amazon.
Amazon Prime.
Now, I have Amazon at the crib, and I can watch it at the crib, but I want to watch it in an establishment. Yeah. I want to share this experience with other people.
Is that standard now? Do all the bars have Amazon?
I don't see it like that.
That's a good question.
I don't see it like that.
That's a good question.
Isn't it because
maybe take the Fire Stick with you?
Hey, y'all, plug this up. I got you. Yeah.
Is it because
keep the party going? It's on me tonight.
MVP. That'd be like the MVP.
Because it's a local team, isn't it? Like they could put on local channels.
I hope so.
Oh,
bro.
That's a good question.
Okay, yeah, that might happen.
Maybe CBS 11.
That might happen.
Because they're the official home of the Cowboys. So I think that maybe you can watch them on CBS.
Oh, so I'm trying to find a spot so I can put my feet up and watch the game, bro.
Yeah. You got a B-Dub, dude.
Some good service. Yeah. Okay, yeah, B-Dubs is usually pretty clutch. Is it our champ, Ari Spears, looking for two with this Tony Soprano impression? Carlos Pena at the Tigers booth calling the shots. He's the Tony Romo of baseball. RJ Choppy, or Jeep, Uncle crashes out of the funeral. I enjoyed that Uncle crashing out, Chief. I'm going to vote for that.
I'm going to give it to the champ.
Lucius?
Yeah, Unk standing on straight business.
Brian?
Champ.
By a score of 2-2, we have a tie.
The game is on Fox 4. Oh, the game is on Fox 4. Fox
there
four,
you go, Texas.
Right, opens up my go. Chances. Opens up my spots.
There we go. All right.
Open up at G-Bag Nation on your X app right now. We'll create an Insta poll. You can vote on who the G-Bag of the Day champion is. You decide when we're tied. Okay, coming up next here in the G-Bag Nation. Little sports hodgepodge, looks like, Chief.
Yes, sir. In Oakland, goodbye. The only way the incompetent A's can do it. Next here in the Nation.
All righty. Welcome back, Nation. Here's the Chief with that sports hodgepodge.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. Wait, did we get a ruling on G-Bag of the Day? Did
oh,
we get
my
our
bad.
Champion?
My bad. I was checking out to Cowboy Tweets here, seeing if anything was developing. We got Uncle Crash Out winning with 61% of the votes.
Wow, new champ alert.
Yeah.
Big time. Wow. Okay.
I bet the repast was popping. You know what I mean? That was a funeral. Then now you have to go eat after that with everybody that was just there. Oh, man, the conversation. Where's Unk at?
Yeah.
You the became parking the, lot.
He became the star of the show.
Smelling like straight liquor.
It's the Cowboys tailgate show here in the G-Bag Nation presented by the Low T Center, reinventing men's health. All right, plenty of things to get to here on a Cowboys game day, which is very, very exciting. Hey, has anybody watched the Vince McMahon documentary yet?
I'm on episode 3.
Okay, what are we, how are we feeling about it?
It's really good.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah. I can't believe he signed up to do it.
Every clip I see is just him saying something, and then the B-roll or the narrator or another interview coming right after him and basically saying the exact opposite.
Yeah, I got to get to it. He's a hell of a businessman, though. I got to give it to him on that, bro. Yeah. His business acumen is insane. Like, he really brought this wrestling thing up front to us.
Yeah.
Other than that, it just would have been a backyard thing or, you know, like they said, what they say, cigar smokers and beer drinkers. Mm. But now it's for the family.
And he was all up in.
And he's the one that made that happen.
And all the storylines and stuff.
Yeah, he is so good at what he does. Now, when it comes to the nefarious things that are still being, you know, revealed to us. But he did sign up to do this documentary before all that stuff came out.
Oh, wow.
So they added it to it. Yeah, they got him. After he signed the deal and said, let's do it.
That's a KNC masterpiece, Ultimate Backfire, if I've ever heard one.
It sounded goodness. Like he put together a hell of a freak-off, too, if I'm being honest. You know, I haven't seen the show, but what I've gathered.
Oh, yeah, I bet his freak-offs could go toe-to-toe with just about anybody's.
Yeah.
But apparently at one point during the documentary, Stone Cold Steve Austin, in regards to CTE, just says point-blank, I'm not a CTE guy, just don't believe in it.
Okay.
End quote. So
it's on brand.
That's pretty wonderful.
Steve's my guy.
Clearly doesn't know who Antonio Brown is. Like, has no idea that that guy's ever existed.
Yeah, he's walking Exhibit A.
If that's going to be the take that you have here, my goodness, Stone Cold Steve Austin. But hey, to each his own. Now we have the final game at the Coliseum today with our Rangers going on right now on the AM side here 1080. But the A's. They're going out in spectacular fashion because you'll see one person who is an employee there. One of their full-time employees posted his discount code for all fans to use at their final home games here.
Nice.
He just screenshotted his Oakland A's QR code and put it out there for all to enjoy. 30% off food and beverages. And I would presume something with the gift shop as well. So wow. Doing the Lord's work there, just the final day, I guess. Because what you don't work there anymore.
He's probably not moving to Sacramento with him.
This is your last day of school.
Yeah,
you're throwing your papers into the sky.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't care anymore.
You're probably not going to Sacramento with the team.
Everybody's got a bleep ownership type of vibe going. You're an absolute hero at this point for what you've done.
Yeah, dude. This is. What brought us?
No, I was just thinking about ownership. Did you get to see the halftime of the Atlanta game Arthur Blank get inducted into the Ring of Honor?
No, I didn't see the actual festivities. Was it hilarious? Did he introduce himself?
It was funny because I think it was Warwick Dunn, I think, was the one that put the jacket on him and stuff like that. And he comes out and it's like all this big, the lights go down and all this and the spotlight.
It's a whole show.
And he takes off his jacket and he puts on the red jacket. And, you know, I mean, God, it was quite a show.
Was anybody cheering?
You know what? It was one of those things where we were at the...
Ladies and gentlemen!
Exactly. Here he is. The man you've been waiting to see.
We were on the Cowboys postgame show. So, like, they were showing... I didn't get to hear the sound, but the way that he came out was hilarious. I was just thinking about you guys, and this guy inducted himself into his own Ring of Honor. That was awesome.
Dude, it's so good. And he did the right thing, though. I would imagine he got a pretty good ovation of sorts because of what he did on the front end, sort of bribing the fan base with free concession items, free refills on the souvenir cup,
which
would have gone to the game just for the free souvenir cup.
Yeah. I'm having a free beer night that night if I'm the owner, you know?
See, that's taking it up a whole other notch. You're going to get the longest, loudest, most rabid standing ovation any owner's ever gotten for his own Ring of Honor induction.
Oh, he just did it on a Sunday night game against Kansas City.
It's a big one, all eyes. He was like, maybe Taylor Swift will be there for this.
Maybe it's an all out, yeah.
Taylor Swift. This is funny, though, with Robert Kraft like bitching about not being in the Hall of Fame like Jerry.
Yeah.
Blank putting himself in the Ring of Honor. It's just these guys are pathetic.
Well, that's the next step. If you put yourself in the Ring of Honor, then you're going into the Hall of Fame, right? And that kind of what they...
I think as an owner, you have to wait to get the hall call before you have the Ring of Honor at your own spot. Otherwise,
agreed.
It looks self-serving and weird. You got to wait for it posthumously, I think.
I'm 100% in agreement with you on that.
By the way, Kamar Rocker did allow one hit in the first inning. No strikeouts, but he got all the three other guys out with... fly balls and a line drive.
Nice, dude. I wonder if he's throwing with the same type of gas here.
Well, he looks like to me a lot of off speed and he can't locate it. It's kind of a lot of balls that are down. The slider he has.
Yeah.
That's a lot of...
Bochy said...
lot of blocking going on.
Bochy's yelling, get your balls up, get your balls up.
Yeah, exactly.
You can see it from the screen.
Yeah, he's exactly what he's yelling, get your balls up. Yep.
It's line one.
Speaking of ball issues, the Shohei Ohtani ball catcher is now in the midst of a lawsuit because the 18-year-old who alleges the ball was in his firm grasp first and then had it unethically taken from him. The footage is just not...
Is it grainy, like Zapruder film?
It's not going to be conclusive. It's
you
just
can't
gonna
see
be
the ball in grasp.
Call on the field stands. Sorry, kid.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe there's a local rule that gives him some sort of an out, but I would need video evidence as a lawyer to even entertain taking the kid's case. I just call him a P-word and kick him out. You know, you got manhandled, son. There's no video evidence. Get the hell out of my office.
I bet you Jim Adler, the Texas Hammer, would take that case.
I'll kick his ass. He took the ball out your hand. I'll kick his ass.
I got this hammer. We'll hit him. We'll hit him.
Call me right now. Some bitch.
You too much of a P-word to handle it yourself. I'll be the older brother you've always needed. Well, thank you, Chief.
thank you.
Flagtober starts Saturday. Entire schedule, 105throughthefan.com/events. We have Cowboys game day Twitter coming up at 3:20. We'll tell you about the recent activations and the buzz going into today's 4 o'clock pregame. Shortly after 7 o'clock, they'll kick off against the Giants. NFL News Today is usually brought to you by Woolchuck. He's still sick. Makes his return tonight for the postgame show. Chief, what do you have in store for him?
Well, we continue to get your body ready for kickoff tonight. And, of course, we have our Jim Harbaugh football guy quote of the day brought to you by Jim Harbaugh himself next year in the nation.